这里作为开始点，所以往那里去。
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点是什么呢
？Second point.
我到底要几个角度走对方向才能出去
？I must know which angle I must take to get out.
单单有一张地图呢
？The map alone
是不够的。
It's not enough.
你要找出我在哪里
？You must find out where you are.
我应当走哪一个方向
？Which direction to go?
这两个基要的条件。
These are two fundamental requirements.
有了以后
，After you have them，
那么你的勇敢。
You will be bold.
你的气力
with your strength,
你的地图
with your map,
你的步伐
with the way you walk,
才真正产生意义了。
Then you have a true meaning.
你明白了吗
？You understand this?
所以这张地图代表知识。
The map represents knowledge.
但我在地图的哪一点跟应当我向哪一个方向，就代表智慧。
But wisdom is where we know where we are and which direction to go.
今天有很多的先进国家，包括新加坡。
Many advanced countries, including Singapore,
把我们的青年人训练成一个蛮有知识却没有智慧的一个时代。
Have trained the younger generation to be knowledgeable without wisdom.
我们的祖宗个个小学毕业就不错，当做有读册人了。
Our ancestors are very happy if they can graduate from the primary school.
你读什么书呢？
What do you study?
学校读书吗
？Is it I go to school?
什么学校？就那个学校。
That school.
别来气干，是小学学校。
Actually, it's a primary school.
我们的祖宗读小学就叫做读册人了。
Our ancestors are satisfied with primary schools.
我们现在的高中毕业又高又中都没有用。
But today, even high school graduates are useless.
大学毕业还是很低级的。
Or even graduation from university.
就是硕士、博士还找不到工作做。
You may not get a job even if you have a PhD.
我们留学回来，留学还是留不成功。
And after you come back from overseas,
因为留学，因为留级，怎么会成功呢
？You may fail.
等我们一大堆知识的时候
，When we have lots of knowledge,
我们还做了很多所有前人看不起的很幼稚的事情。
We still do many things that our ancestors would look down on.
有一次我教孔子的哲学
，Once I was teaching the philosophy of Confucius.
我专门用两个钟头讨论君子小人，君子小人，君子小人。
I spent 2 hours discussing the gentleman and the despicable person.
把《论语》中间几十次君子小人的比较，把它列出来。
To have the comparison in the analect between the gentleman and the despicable person.
我教完以后呢
？After I finished.
我问你学生说：“你老实告诉我，你到底是小人或者是君子
？”And I asked the students, "Tell me honestly, are you a gentleman or a despicable person?"
注重义气的是君子。
And those who are faithful are the gentlemen.
注重利害关系的是小人。
But those who take care of profit and loss are despicable.
同大家可以有不同意见却和好的是君子。
A person that is harmonious with different opinion is a gentleman.
跟大家意见相同还要吵的是小人。
But a person is quarrelsome is despicable.
所以君子小人，君子小人，把所有讲完了以后，请你诚实告诉我，你大概是君子或者小人。
And I ask the students, tell me honestly, which are you?
那么这个学生里面呢，有一些是传道人。
There are some preachers among the students.
有一些很好的、很诚实的传道人。
And some very good, honest preachers.
他说，我上课了以后发现我是小人。
They say, well, after attending your class, I discovered this people.
我感到这个人是君子，因为他诚实，他是小人嘛。
So I say, well, they are true gentlemen because they are honest.
但有一些很差的人跟他说，他说我是君子。
But people with bad character say, I am a gentleman.
我看他真是小人，已经是小人，还说自己君子，你看多小人。
So I see that they are truly despicable.
所以我这样一查下去呢。
Then I investigated further.
很多基督徒做人的这一个的资格，做人的程度，远远不如孔子想象中间的君子的理想。
And I discovered that many Christians would not reach this status of gentlemanness by the definition of Confucius.
你看见可怜不可怜
？It's very sad.
所以自以为有智慧的人
，those who think of themselves as wise，
常常是很没有智慧的。
Very often are not wise.
常常感到自己没有智慧的人
，but those who think of themselves as wise，
可能是有一点智慧的人
，perhaps have some wisdom，
但是真正有智慧的人
，but the truly wise，
一定感到自己不够智慧
，would surely think of themselves as
not wise. 所以你说，上帝啊，我到你的面前
，so you say, God, I come before you.
我向你求
，I'm seeking，
求你把智慧赐给我
，that you grant me wisdom.
我们今天在这个世界真正需要智慧。
In this world, we truly need wisdom.
不然我们就连认识自己都不知道。
Or we will not even know ourselves.
我们人生的目的是什么也不知道。
We don't know what's the purpose of life.
我们应当做什么也不知道。
And we won't know what to do in life.
我们正确的方向在哪里也不知道。
And what the direction of life should be.
所以我们就糊里糊涂做人，过一世的生活，结果死在无知的中间。
And we will just lead our life any way we want and die in ignorance.
耶稣基督几次说你们无知的人啊，无知的人啊，无知的人啊。
And Jesus Christ said many times, you foolish generation.
那是多么令他伤痛对人性的斥责。
Those were words of rebuke that must have saddened him.
耶稣基督有几次说我要等这个时代到几时呢？我要等到几时呢？这是他耐心中间好多次表达出他对人的失望。
Jesus Christ expressed his disappointment many times when he said, "How long more would I have to wait for you?"
我们常常过无知的生活。
We often live life of ignorance.
因为常常以为自己什么都知。
Because we thought of ourselves as wise.
我们常常没有爱惜机会。
We would not treasure our opportunities.
我们常常以为我们永远有同样多的机会。
Because we always think that there are other chances to come.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们这个求智慧的人。
That we will be people who seek wisdom.
1940年的时候。
In 1940.
英国的哲学家 Bertrand Russell 写了一篇论文。
Bertrand Russell of England wrote this.
第一句话说 ,Our age is an age full in knowledge and lack in wisdom.
他的书里面他说我们的时代是蛮有知识没有智慧的时代。
我们的时代蛮有知识。
We have lots of knowledge.
但是我们缺乏智慧。
But we lack wisdom.
当我看了这句话我说真是讲得好，可惜你自己也是这种人。
When I read that, I say it's a good sentence, but he himself belongs to that category.
为什么我敢讲他是这种人呢？
Why would I say that?
因为他是全世界第一个赞成四分的，试试看结婚，不喜欢再换一个，再试试看，这像人呢像狗，我问你。
Bertrand Russell was the first philosopher that proposed trial marriage.
所以英国的罗素
，the Russell of England，
美国的金赛。
And the 金赛
Kimsey
of
带来了整个二十世纪全球的性革命和道德泛滥。
So Kimsey and Russell brought about this sexual revolution.
罗素自己换了四个老婆。
Bertrand Russell himself had four wives.
他是哲学界里面最没有伦理的谈论伦理的人。
He was a philosopher that talked a lot about ethics without an ethical lifestyle.
The talker of the moral withimmorality reality. 所以这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very pathetic.
你们中间若有人缺乏智慧，就当求上帝。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God.
什么叫做智慧呢？
What is wisdom?
当然，去年我跟他讲了很多了。
Last year I spoke a lot on this.
今天我把新约旧约的总原则归纳起来，从五方面跟大家谈智慧的问题。
But I want to discuss wisdom from five.Anger from Old and New Testament.
去年我对你讲了三个原则，更大的原则。
Bigger principles than the three from last year.
谁是智慧的人？
Who are the wise?
谁是有真智慧的人呢？
Who are the truly wise?
一样，一个真正的智慧是敬畏上帝，寻求他永恒计划，有份于他的这个作为里面的人。
A person who is wise is a person that fears God and seeks after God's eternal will.
世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
The world and its desires will pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Only those who do God's will live forever.
所以呢 ，the fear of the Lord and the seeking after His will and participate in His work， 这是真正的智慧。
It's true wisdom when we fear God and do His work.
主啊，我敬畏你。
Oh Lord, I fear you.
说我寻求你的旨意。
I seek after your will.
我有份于你的计划。
I want to partake in your plan.
这样的人就不被世界淘汰掉。
This person will not be discarded by the world.
这样的人一生就做了神要他做的工作。
And his life would accomplish the work that God wants him to do.
达到了神创造他的用意。
And to fulfill the purpose of his creation.
所以很多人死以前都会讲这样的话。
Many people before they die would say this.
应当做的事我都还没有做就去了吗？
They say that is it time to go? I have not done many things I want to do.
许多我所做的事是可以不必做的，我一生就浪费在那里。
And I wasted time doing things I ought not to have done.
所以当你一生做了不当做而没有做应当做的时候，你是枉费年日，你是居住作废，你是徒受恩典，你是虚度光阴。
You have wasting your time in the grace of God if you have done many things that you ought not to have done.
这种人生绝对不是智慧的人生。
These are not the wise people.
所以智慧的总原则第一条
，The first general principle of wisdom
就是敬畏上帝
，is that we fear God.
寻求他的旨意
，to seek His will.
有份于他的计划
，and partake in His plan.
做他的工作
，to do His work.
这是智慧的第一大点。
This is the first mark of wisdom.
智慧的第二大点是什么呢？
The second one.
智慧的第二大点就是用很严谨的规律来约束自己。
That we discipline ourselves with firm rules.
使自己的自由限制在正义与真理的范围里面。
That our freedom is constrained in righteousness.
这样的人是真有智慧的。
A person like that is truly wise.
当火车跑到最快的时候，他还不可以离开轨道。
Because no matter how fast a train moves, it cannot depart from the tracks.
他向前直奔是他的自由。
He has freedom to move very fast forward.
自由绝对不是向左向右跳来跳去。
But the freedom is not for the train to move left to right.
快速向前的时候，这是自由。
As it moves speedily ahead, it is free.
当然，左右乱跑的时候，这是自杀。
But when it moves from left to right, it's suicidal.
所以，严谨律己的人是有智慧的。
A person that has self-discipline is wise.
用真理束腰的人是有智慧的。
A person who constrains himself with truth is free.
用公义跟上帝的道约束自己的自由的人。是有智慧的人。
A person who uses righteousness and the word of God to constrain himself is truly free.
第二样智慧的总原则。
This is the second general principle of wisdom.
也就是上帝的本性成为我们伦理的基础。
And that is the attribute of God become the foundation of our ethics.
我这句话是终身不妥协的。
This is a word that I will not compromise in my life.
当我们请一个教授来教我们伦理学的时候。
When we hire a professor to teach ethics,
我请一个人问他一句话。
I have asked a student to ask him.
你相信上帝的本性是我们道德的约束吗？
Do you believe that the attributes of God is the constraint of our ethics?
你相信上帝的道德的本性是我们的行为的准则吗？
Do you believe that God himself is the reference point to our works?
这句话怎么讲呢？
What does this mean?
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
神是良善的。
God is good.
神是慈爱的。
God is merciful.
神是完美的。
God is perfect.
神是律己的。
God establish himself.
Discipline himself.
Discipline himself.
这样因为上帝的道德美德。
All these attributes of God
就成了我们伦理的基础。
Becomes the foundation of our ethics.
你接受这件事吗？
Do you accept this?
这个太约束人性了。
The professor said, well, it's too constraining.
我的伦理不从这方面去考验。
My ethics doesn't start from here.
我就决定不请他在我们的学院教书。
And I decided not to hire him.
因为这个要点是我绝对不妥协的。
Because this is an important point that cannot be compromised. 人应
当怎样行呢？
How should we live our life?
怎样的生活是神所喜悦的？
What sort of lifestyle is pleasing to God?
伦理的准则用什么做规定呢？
Where is the standard reference of ethics?
只有一点。
Only one point.
神的本性是我们伦理的基础。
The attributes of God is the foundation of our ethics.
神的义、神的真理是我们自由的约束。
The righteousness and truth of God is the constraint of our freedom.
神的爱、神的良善是我们行为的动机。
The love and the goodness of God is the motive for our works.
世人啊。
Humanity.
上帝已经指示你何为善。
God has already shown you what is good.
就是要你好公义，你要行公义，好怜悯。存谦卑的心，与你的上帝同行。
That you should love righteousness and do good works, and with a heart of humility walk with God.
这是真正的智慧的。
This is true wisdom.
第三个智慧的总原则。
The third general principle of wisdom.
就是你存心和平，良善待人，接纳包容别人。
That with a heart of peace, you would accommodate other people.
这是真正的智慧。
This is true wisdom.
智慧人不是这里争哪里斗，天天与人吵架的人。
A wise person is not a quarrelsome person.
智慧人不是这里定罪哪里审判，天天自以为义的人。
A wise person is not judgmental and self-righteous.
一个智慧人除了严谨自律以外，宽恕待人，和享和平对待每一个他所认识的人。
Although he is a person that disciplines himself, he forgives and accommodates others.
这是新约隐藏着的智慧。
This is the implicit wisdom in the New Testament.
在旧约里面，智慧是敬畏上帝，认识至圣者，是在他的圣洁上有份。
In the Old Testament, wisdom is knowing God and partaking in His holiness.
远离恶事，亲近上帝，这是智慧。
To depart away from evil deeds and be close to God.
新约的智慧有一些的转移。
But in the New Testament, wisdom goes through some changes.
不是矛盾，而是超越。
It is not a contradictory, but surpassing.
耶稣的生活行为的表现，以及圣灵所借的果子中间，完全表露出来了。
We see this in the lifestyle of Jesus Christ and the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
而从 基本的原则来说，上帝是基督成了我们的智慧，是哥林多前书第一章第三十节所讲的话。
And First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says God made Christ our wisdom.
但是除了原则以外，在适用方面，圣经所讲新约的智慧就隐藏在一本书，就是雅各书里面。
But Book of James gives us the principle of wisdom.
这个在我们解释的第三章的时候会特别清楚的给你们讲解。
We will go into detail in chapter 3.
现在我把这一点放在智慧的总原则的第三步。
But this is the third general principle of wisdom.
就是以宽和待人。
That with a heart that's accommodating.
仁慈和平行在我们的前面。
With compassion before us.
这样的人是一个智慧的。
A person like that is wise.
第四。
The fourth one.
一个真正智慧的总原则是什么呢？
The true general principle of wisdom.
真正智慧的总原则。
The true general principle.
就是我们应当成为我们产业的主人。
That we should be the owner of our inheritance.
这一点是很大很大的事情。
This is a very important thing.
许多人有了很多的知识，却终身成为自己的仆人。
Many people have lots of knowledge, but become the slave of themselves.
成为终身成为我们产业的奴仆。
And become slave to our property.
我们有很多的钱。
We may have lots of money.
就是钱主宰我们，不是我们主使我们的钱。
But our wealth will drive us, not the other way around.
我们许多的恩赐。
We may have lots of talents.
我们的恩赐玩弄我们，不是我们来使用神给我们的恩赐。
But instead of using God's talent, we actually are moved by it.
我们有生命的自由。
We may have freedom in life.
就我们没有自由去使用我们的自由，我们把自由放在我们自由的捆绑里面。
But we don't have the freedom to use our own freedom.
所以呢，结果呢，我们的产业做了我们的主人。
In the end, we are driven by our property.
我们把自己放在我们的产业的下面。
We become driven by the things we own.
我们产业的仆人。
We become slaves to our things.
当然，我不是唯物主义，我不会把产业跟金钱等同观来看待。
I am not saying that property is the same as wealth.
上帝把时间给我，时间是我的产业。
God has given me time, so time is a wealth.
上帝把恩赐给我，恩赐是我的产业。
God has given me talent, so talent is like a property to me.
上帝把健康给我，健康是我的产业。
And God has given me health, so it is a property to me.
上帝把自由给我，自由是我的产业。
God has given me freedom, so freedom is a property.
上帝把思考的创造力给我，创造力是我的产业。
God has given me creativity.
那我到底是这些的奴仆，或者我使用这些作为我的奴仆？
The question is, am I the master of all these things or the slave to
it? 这是很不同的两种人生观。
This is two different ways to look at life.
很多人赚了钱就变成守财奴。
Many people made lots of money and become very stingy.
有很多人用自由把时间放掉，结果完全被自由所放掉的时间捆绑一生。
And many people are constrained by their freedom because they use their freedom to do things that will trap them.
有的人有很多的恩赐，做很多的事情，结果他没有办法超脱恩赐对他的捆绑，就为恩赐而服侍一生。
Many people serve their talents all the rest of their life.
我们应当怎样把产业放在我们的手下，去支配它，然后借助这些产业来荣耀上帝，不是我们被这些的产业所捆绑。
We need to control our various properties and use it to glorify God instead of being driven by it.
就是智慧的问题。
This is a question of wisdom.
有一个人死的时候把7500万美金给了他的一个继承人。
There is a person who died and left $75 million.
这个人很想为主做工。
This person wanted to work for the Lord.
而且他有7500万美金。
And he has $75 million.
突然间，他领受了这一笔财产以后，过不久他也死了。
After he received this money, he died after a while.
突然一场很重的病，而且致死的病，所以不久他也死了。
Because he was very sick and died pretty quickly.
死以前呢
，Before he died,
他还来得及做一件事情。
He still could accomplish one task.
他就在最病痛缠身的时候，写了一个遗嘱，把7500万完全分配好，做上帝家、上帝国度里面所需要的一切的工作。
And he wrote a will to distribute the money for the work of God.
后来他写一句话在上面。
And he added a sentence.
在我还有权柄使用的时候，我没有放弃我的主权。
When I still have the power to use this, I have not let go of this power.
他虽然自己没有办法做上帝的工作。
Although he himself is dying and could not do the work.
他已经做了一件可以做上帝工作的工作。
He has done a work that would accomplish the work of God.
就是他做了他产业的主人，这是智慧。
This is wise when he becomes the master of his money.
今天上帝给你聪明。
The Lord has given you intelligence today.
你把聪明交给你的老板去做他的事情，替他赚钱， 你没有为上帝做什么。
Perhaps you have used your intelligence to make money for your boss, not for God.
上帝给你健康。
God may have given you wealth.
你用你的健康去做一些不是神要你做的工作。
But you may use wealth to do things that God would not want you to.
上帝给你自由。
God has given you freedom.
你随便把你的自由交在别人手里，不放在神的自主权的下面。
But you may have given your freedom to some other people instead under the sovereignty will of God.
上帝给你时间。
God has given you time.
你把时间花在那些跟上帝的旨意没有关系的事情上。
But you may have spent your time on things that are not related to the will of God.
什么时候你脱离你的埃及为奴之地？
When will you get out of this enslavement in Egypt?
什么时候你脱离你自己的产业，控制你的这种奴仆的生活？
When will you get out of the life of slavery under your properties?
什么时候开始你的主啊，我照着你的旨意，在你的计划中间有份，有份于你自己的作为，我把你给我的产业，我自由的使用，伟大到荣耀你的目的。
When would you say that, O Lord, I will use the property that you have given to me freely to accomplish your will and glorify your name?
这个是真智慧。
This is true wisdom.
最后一样。
The last one.
今天晚上我给你第五个总原则。
The fifth general principle.
就是能够有在有限的时空里面。
In limited time and space.
成就无限永恒的大业。这个是智慧。
To accomplish work that will influence eternity. This is wisdom.
我被造的有限界里面。
I have been built in a finite world.
时间空间成为我生命在地上生活的一个约束。
Time and space become a constraint for me.
但是很奇怪的，很多永恒的机会隐藏在有限的时间里面。
There are eternal opportunities that are implicit in this life.
有很多无限的可能性隐藏在有限的这个资源里面。
There are many infinite possibilities hidden in this finite world.
我怎么能在有限中间？
How do I move from a finite world?
发现无限的潜能。
To discover infinite possibilities.
我怎么能在有限的限制里面？
How can I find in the finite constraint?
达到了无限的成就。
To achieve things that have eternal consequences.
我怎么可能在时空的范围里面？
Within time space.
做了永恒的工作。
How can I do eternal work?
我们的主耶稣基督教导我的事情。
These are things that Jesus Christ taught us.
耶稣基督，我的圣物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工作。
Jesus Christ said, "My food is to fulfill the will of Him who sent me to finish His task."
耶稣的生命只有我的一半。
The life of Jesus Christ is half of that of mine.
他只活33年多，他就死了。我今年65，我想活到66半是没有问题的。
He lived only 33 years and about to reach 66, so double his lifespan.
那一句话给我很大的启发。
But that phrase of his gave me great inspiration.
我的食物
my food,
就是我在今生的这个供应。
That is the supplement I have in life.
今生的需要
the needs I have in life.
我今生的满足
the satisfaction I have in life.
做成上帝差我来做的工作。
Is to accomplish the will that he has sent me to do.
遵行他的旨意
to follow his will.
基督在地上33年半所成就的事，是所有的宗教家所有最长的生命。总归纳起来，总和还更大的勇士的工作。
And Jesus Christ accomplished eternal things in his 33 years more than all philosophers and leaders combined.
如果你100块的本钱
，If you only have $100 to invest，
买了东西又卖了120块，这个叫做赚钱。
You sell it, you buy something, you sell it with $120, you make $20.
有了120块的收入，扣去本钱。其他的费用电费储藏费工费是180块，还是赚了还是亏本。
And if after you minus all the costs, you don't know whether you are losing or making money.
就做生意的人都懂这个事情。
All businessmen know this.
如果你买100块就卖掉80块，你是大大亏本。
If you buy something for $100 and sell for $80, you
lost. 如果你买100块卖20块，你是白痴。
If you buy $100, you sell for $20, you are just stupid.
如果你买100块卖掉只有2块，你是神经有病。
If you buy for $100 and sell for $2, you are crazy.
如果你买的100块卖的100万，哇，你是发大财。
If you buy for $100 and sell for $1 million, you have made lots of money.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
地上发大财，我们都很敏感，亏一点呱呱叫，赚很多静静的。
We are all very sensitive to making money on earth.
但在灵性上的利害关系，我们不知不觉，我们白痴到一个地步，连被人提醒还要生气。
We are so ignorant about our spiritual state. On the other hand, that we get angry when others remind us.
全世界有关于经济学最重要的一句话是什么呢？
The most important phrase about economics in the world.
就是耶稣讲的，人若赚得全世界，失去他的灵魂，有什么益处？
It's actually from Jesus Christ. If man should earn the whole world but lose his soul, what does it profit him?
从这里去看盈亏的问题。
From this angle, we need to look at profit and loss.
这里看赚赔的问题。
On whether you are earning or losing.
也就是暂时跟永恒，永恒跟暂时，当今跟神永世的计划之间的关联。
The relationship between the temporal world and the eternal consequence of life.
那才叫做智慧。
This is true wisdom.
当你这五点抓紧的时候，
When you are able to understand all these five points,
你这一生的奋斗就不一样。
You will strive in a different manner.
你价值观的肯定就不一样。
Your affirmation of values will be different.
你时间的应用也就不一样。
The way you use your time will be different.
这是真正的智慧。
This is true wisdom.
第一，
Firstly,
你就是敬畏上帝。
That you fear God.
寻求他的旨意。
You seek his will.
有份于他的计划。
You partake in his plan.
这是真智慧的第一个原则。
The first sign of true wisdom.
真智慧的第二个原则。
The second sign.
领受上帝的真理。
Is that we receive His truth,
明白他的公义，
and understand His righteousness,
用他的本性约束你的自由，
and constrain your freedom,
是你所想、所言、所行、所做的事。
That everything, your thoughts and your deeds,
都在正规的里面，没有越过基督的教训。
Would be constrained by the teaching of Jesus Christ.
第三，你在地上为人的时候，
that when you live a life on earth,
存心诚实，以慈爱待人。
With a heart of forgiveness and love,
行公义又以和平接待人。
You do righteous things and yet accept all in peace.
宽容的心接纳别人的缺点。
With a heart of forgiveness, you accommodate others.
处处用智慧与外人交往。
And you treat others with great wisdom.
你成为世界的光，世界的盐。
To become the salt and light of the world.
第三个智慧。
This is the third sign of wisdom.
第四个智慧，所有的产业属于我的，我不属于我的产业管辖的。
The fourth sign of wisdom is when we are master over our property.
我要使用所有的产业成为我的工具，我不是产业的仆人。
We use all things as our tools and not be driven by them.
叫你拥抱自己灵性的自由身。
Then you will be free in your spirituality.
你永远超越在你下面的物质世界。
You will always surpass the material things beneath you.
因为神是你侍奉的对象，而恩赐跟神所赐的物质绝对不是你侍奉的对象。
Because you worship God, not the things that He has given to you.
第五样。
Fifthly,
你能在暂时中间看见永恒的价值。
You can see eternal value in a temporal world.
用有限的资源达到无限的可能。
To use finite resource to accomplish great tasks.
用看得见的去达到看不见的。
To use things that you can see to accomplish invisible tasks.
在时代中间达到最高的盼望。
In this generation, achieve the greatest hope.
做了超时代、超历史的成就。
To accomplish tasks that will surpass your generation.
愿上帝把这五大智慧的原则。
May the Lord grant these five principles of wisdom.
放在我们生命的里面。
Into our very lives.
我们过的生活。
That the lifestyle we may live.
与那些与世界一同灭亡的人是不一样的。
Will be completely different from those who will perish with the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
Because the world and all its desires will pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
But those who do the will of God will live forever.
我们中间若有人缺乏智慧，
If there is any among you who lack wisdom,
他就应当向上帝求。
He should ask God.
因为我们的上帝是厚赐于人，也不斥责人。
He gives generously to all without finding fault.
最后我们看神怎样赐福向他祈求的人。
Lastly, we want to see how God will bless those who call upon Him.
神已经把许多各样的恩给我们了。
He has given us all sorts of grace.
但他还等我们再求他。
But He is waiting for us to call upon Him.
因为他要赐更多的恩典。
He will give us greater grace.
所以这就是把我们的人生观从尽兴的满足达到动性的需求里面。
It brings us into a passive satisfaction to a dynamic need.
静性的人生观跟动性的人生观是完全不一样。
A passive philosophy of life is different from an act dynamic one.
你对个孩子说，你这么小。
You look at the child and say, well, you're so young.
他说是啊，我本来小。
If the child says, yeah, I'm very young.
跟他说，我现在小，有比你更大，回答是不一样的。
It's very different if the child would say, well, I may be young, but I will be bigger than you soon.
你怎么这样小？
If you tell the child, why are you so small?
他没有回答你说，你从前比我更小。他没有这样答。
The child will say, well, you used to be smaller than me.
他说，我从前，我以后比你更大。那个回答就更好了。
If the child say, I will be larger than you in the future, that is a better.
他是用动性的看，不是用静性的看自己。
He has an active way to look at his life.
今天很多教会不长进，因为只有用静性的观念约束自己。
Many church would not grow because they are passive in their approach.
我告诉你，我不是如此的。
This is not the way for me.
我从很年轻用动性的发展的可能性来只看自己的前途。
I've always looked on my own future with a dynamic manner.
所以几年前我就想今天做什么。
A few years ago, I already figured out what to do today.
今天我在想过几年我要做什么。
And today I'm planning for the future.
过几年以后我在想过几年再做什么。
And in the future, I will think about further down.
不能想不能做，我就不想不做。
Until I cannot do this anymore.
所以这个是一个静动性的。
It is a dynamic way.
这个是比较活动性，比较有真正奋斗的意志的人生观。
An active lifestyle where we strive.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以神把这种可能放在我们里面。
God has given us this possibility.
我们一定好好去发展。
So we need to be
responsible. 那么上帝不但给我们恩赐。
Not only did He give us grace.
不但给我们恩典。
Not only did He give us things.
是更多的恩典。
He wants to give us more.
每一次圣经出现这种话的时候。
Every time the Bible has words like this,
都跟谦卑两个字有关系。
It is always linked with humility.
上帝阻挡骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud.
他赐恩给谦卑的人。
And grants grace to the humble.
下面是什么哪一句话？
And then the next verse.
因为他有更多的恩典。
Because he has more grace.
今天心里只相信有恩典，跟心里相信有更多恩典，两种心态，就是静性、动性的人生观的分别。
The difference between a passive and a dynamic lifestyle is dependent on whether you think that God has grace or God has more grace.
第二样。
Secondly,
上帝是厚赐予众人。
God is generous.
所以智慧是上帝给每一个人都有的。
Wisdom is given to all.
那为什么有的人做的那么笨，好像没有智慧的人呢？
But why is some people so stupid?
因为有一些的事做错了。
Because sometimes we make mistakes.
你有时候骂你孩子，这么笨，这么笨。
Sometimes you scold our children, you're so stupid.
你的孩子读书读的那么多，你还说他笨。
The child has been studying.
猴子会开个玩笑，你说很聪明，很聪明。
But when you look at a monkey doing a little trick, you say it's very intelligent.
看见猴子骑脚车，奇怪的不得，这么聪明。孩子读到大学，你还说他笨。
We always tell our children they are stupid, although the monkey can just do a little bit of trick.
我们常常看不起上帝按照自己形象样式造的人。
We look down on human being made in the image of God.
这就是你上帝厚赐于众人。
Here we see God is generous.
人人都有智慧。
He gives generously to all.
那为什么有智慧的人会变成笨人呢？
But why would this wise person become stupid?
问题不在赐智慧的上帝，问题是在用智慧不智慧的人。
The question is not in God who gives wisdom, but on men who use wisdom.
我们刚才提到 self-confident, overconfident, misconduct, mis-evaluate, miscalculate, mislocation, 很多的事情现在不提了。
We talked earlier about why people fail in businesses.
那个每一题都可以在一个讲座的哈。
Every reason can have a theme.
我要讲的是什么呢？
What would I talk about next?
就是呢，许多时候是我们把自己弄成笨。
Sometimes we make ourselves stupid.
特别做爸爸妈妈的。
Especially parents.
孩子三岁就给他读书。
When a child is three, we make them go to school.
五岁叫他读小学。
And when they are five, we put them into primary school.
九岁读初中。
When they are nine, we put them in secondary
school. 十三岁高中毕业。
In 13, they will finish high school.
逼他读。
We force them.
什么目的呢？
For what purpose?
要人家说，啊，你的孩子很聪明啊。
Then others will praise you.
所以你爸爸就高兴得不得了。孩子就背十字架
the child will suffer
所以结果呢他就越读越笨
In the end the child suffers and becomes stupid
谁害的呢
Whose fault
不是厚赐智慧与人的上帝害的是这笨巴巴害的
Not God but the silly father
所以你的孩子
So your child
你不要给他太早读书免得他变成没有智慧的人
Do not force them to study too early that they become unwise
他七岁你给他七岁半才读
Maybe you let them study when they're seven and a half
那么这样他就迟一点进去
They may enter school a bit later.
浪费学费半年。
You say, well, you waste.
浪费时间半年。
Waste half year.
不会的。
Not so.
跟他迟一点读比较好，因为迟一点读他个子比较大，他会做班长的。
He's a bit larger. He can be the monitor in class.
而且你给他迟一点读，他思想更成熟，上课温习很容易的。
It may be easier for him if he's older.
如果他感到原来读书这么容易，他自信心建立，他学什么东西更容易成功的。
He will build self-confidence and learn better.
所以有的做母亲做父亲，一定要孩子早早读书，尽量早，最好十三岁大学毕业。
Many parents want to force their children to graduate even earlier.
就你的孩子永远没有享受过童年的快乐。
In the end, the child never had a good childhood.
他只有受父母逼迫的痛苦。
They only suffer from their parents.
读书压力的痛苦。
The pressure of study.
时间不够的挣扎。
The struggle of not having enough time.
长大了，虽然好像很快毕业，也很快死，你都不知道。
When they grow old, they may live a short life.
有很多的孩子在过重的压力之下自卑自杀。
Many children commit suicide when the pressure is too
much. 好像没有智慧。
As if there's no wisdom.
其实绝对不是的。
Actually, this is not the case.
我的孩子到三年级的时候呢
，When my child was three, primary three,
发现他功课很吃力。
I discovered his studies are very tough.
二年级的曾经试验 IQ 168。
But his IQ is 168.
怎么可能三年级变成笨笨的呢
？How can he be that he becomes stupid?
我注意的话，我们太早给他半年读书了。
I discovered we let him study half a year early.
我就跟他谈。
So I talked to him.
你应该留级一年。
I said stay behind for one year.
我不要留级。
He said no.
我功课很好，为什么要留级
？I study well.
但是你某种功课你很吃力，对不对
？I said you find it difficult, isn't it?
是，但是我吃力吃力，我还是可以过啊。
He said I can still make it.
爸爸盼望你留级。
Father wants you to stay.
哪里有爸爸盼望孩子留级的
？He said, "What kind of father are you?"
所以我们就产生了家庭战争了。
So we have a civil war.
代沟问题了。
Generation gap.
结果我还坚持要他留级一年。
I insisted that he stay behind one year.
我决定了，你现在不知道。
I said, "I have decided."
我为什么要留级
？He said, "Why?"
我就慢慢讲给他讲。
So I tried to explain.
我说，如果你留级一年以后
，I said, "If you stay one year,"
你就功课很容易了。
It will be easier.
你就感到自己很聪明。
You will think of yourself as smart.
那么你就可以更学更多的东西。
You will learn more.
等到别人毕业的时候，只毕业一种，你会毕业三种。
Maybe you will graduate with three different things.
因为你又补习英文。
Because your tuition for English.
你又补习提琴。
And also violin.
你又补习钢琴。
And piano.
所以你不但毕业又可以这个又可以那个，你高中毕业的时候，哇，你什么都会了。
When you graduate, you will know a lot more things.
后来给我讲了两个月，他说我同意留级一年。
After 2 months, he agreed.
我很怕他说每年留级两次都不要紧。
I was afraid that he'll make it a habit.
30岁才高中毕业就麻烦了。
We graduate when he's
30. 所以我就把他带到老师那里去。
I brought him to the teacher.
我说老师，我的孩子呢？我要他留级一年。
I said, teacher, I want my child to stay behind one year.
这老师以为我这个老人家傻傻的，什么都不懂，不可以这样的。我们做父母亲不可以这样。他功课总平均78分，是可以升班的，让他就升班好了。我说不，我还是要他留级。
The teacher actually tried to talk me out of it.
我们学校绝对不赞成你们家长这么做。
The teacher said the school will not agree.
当他讲话好像很有经验、很厉害的时候
，When she spoke as if she's very experienced.
我告诉他，我16岁就做老师到现在了。
I told the person that I was a teacher since I was 16.
你是教育界的，你妈妈没有生出来，我就在教育界了。
Before you were born, I am already teaching.
我把我的理论给他听。
I explained my reasoning.
到底年轻人30多岁不听话。
But the person would not listen.
他说我们绝对反对，反对就是反对，不必多讲。
He said we oppose.
我就静静的。
So I kept quiet.
我要换一个学校的。
I said I will change school.
我就到别的学校去。
I went to another school.
我把理由讲以后。
After I explained.
那个校长50多岁一听，哇，你这个有道理。
The principal said, "Well, you're right."
我都没有想到你这样严厉、深疏虑的。
I never think so deeply.
所以我同意。
So I agree.
所以我试试看给他留一年。
Let me try.
你换了一个学校，没有同学会笑他吗
？Because it's a new school, no one will laugh at him.
他就读书很轻松。
It was easy for him.
就变成了很喜乐。
And he was full of joy.
我的意思不是说不读书就更喜乐，不是那意思。
I'm not saying that if you don't study, you have full of joy.
所以功课一做就会，一做就会。
And the homework was easy for him.
我说，那你。现在很舒服了哈。
I say now you're having a good time.
我不是叫你走这条很舒服方便的路，我是要你建立自信，然后你给我多补习几种东西。
What I want you to do is establish your self-confidence.
他高中毕业的时候
，When he graduated from high school,
他钢琴弹得很好。
He played the piano very well.
英文比别人好得多。
He spoke English very well.
他功课也不错。
His results were good.
不过比别人迟半年罢了。
Only 6 months later than.
现在他在外国读书。
Now he's studying overseas.
他也感到功课很顺利。
He found it easy.
自信心建立起来。
Because he has self-confidence.
所以有许多时候，我们不是没有上帝给我们的智慧。
Many a times it's not because God will not give us wisdom.
是我们自己，我们用我们的不智慧去埋没、去压制我们已经领受的智慧。
But we suppress the wisdom we have already received.
那么我们求上帝。
But when we seek God,
上帝是厚赐于人
God gives generously,
也不斥责人的上帝
and do not find fault.
什么意思呢
What does this mean?
这是上帝施恩的态度
This is the attitude when God gives.
一面施恩
On the one hand, when he gives,
一面表示我在施恩，你懂不懂
When we give, we always say we are giving.
那就很令人讨厌了，对不对
？It's very irritating.
一面施恩
，When you give，
一面不测责人
，And not find fault，
也不利用施恩的时机来作为祝福。
And not to project yourself when you're giving gifts.
这神的本质。
This is how God is.
在春秋战国的时期
，In the warring states of China，
有一个预言叫做不设芥来吃。我不测你用汗。叫我吃饭的那种态度。
I will not eat of the food that you force me to.
在大饥荒的时候
，In great famine，
很多人没有饭吃。
Many people are starving.
就有钱人煮了所有一大堆的饭，叫大家来吃。
There were the rich that cook a lot of food and give to the people.
有一个人饥饿，他也需要这些食物。
There was a person who was hungry.
哎，去排队吃。
And he was yelled at.
有人用这样的口气在讲话的，他宁愿不吃。
That person said that I will not eat.
为什么呢
？Why?
我吃了，肚腹充饥，心里受损。
He said, although I may be feel physically, I will be hurt in my heart.
我不吃芥来食，这样叫这样喊这样命令我吃饭，我才不这一顿吃这一顿饭。
So I will not eat the food that you are using bad attitude towards.
我们从这里再学一个功课。
We learn another lesson here.
当我们对别人好的时候
，That when we are good to others，
对他物质好，对他态度不好，就等于不大好。
If we are good to them materialistically but not in attitude, it's not good.
有的人呢，对你态度好，从来对你物质没有帮助。
Some people think won't help you materialistically.
你说我饿的嘛，然后求主赐福给你，他就走了。
But with good attitude, they say, "May the Lord bless you."
他永远对你很有礼貌，从来不得罪你，也从来不帮助你。
They are very courteous, but they will never help you actually.
有一些人永远帮助你，一面用帮助你，一面把你骂得臭头。
But some people will help you, but then they will scold you.
哪一种好啊？
Which one is better?
两个都不好。
Both are not good.
最好是什么呢？
The best thing
乐意帮助人
is to help willingly.
很尊重人
and with respect.
乐意帮助人
willing to help.
对别人很有礼貌
and courteous.
这样就是神的态度。
This is how God is like.
厚赐于人，却不测责人的
相。He gives generously without finding fault.
真正求他。
When you truly ask of him,
为什么求他呢？
For what purpose?
你缺乏知识，可以大学去。
When you lack wisdom,
缺乏知识可以到大学去。
When you lack knowledge, you can go to the university.
当你缺乏智慧，只能到上帝面前来。
But when you lack wisdom, you can only go before God.
因为他是真理的本体。
Because he is the truth.
他是启示的主动者。
He is the one that inspires.
他是智慧的源头。
He is the source of wisdom.
你们中间若有人缺乏智慧
，If any of you lack wisdom,
你到上帝面前来求他。
He should ask God.
他是厚赐于人。
Who gives generously
to
all without finding fault,
他就必赐给他。
And he will give it to
him. 愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
每一个参加这些聚会的人。
That all of us will participate in this gathering.
吸收神道理的精华。
That we will absorb the essence of God's word.
明白真理的总原则。
To understand the general principle of the truth.
真正做一个有智慧的人。
Truly, we lead a life of wisdom.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.
我们再念第五节的圣经。
And read verse 5 together.
雅各书第一章第五节。
James 1:5.
我们翻到一同开声来读。你们中间若有缺少智慧，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不测责人的上帝，主就必赐给他。我们再念一次，把他改成我。一二三，我们中间若有缺乏智慧的人，就应当求那厚赐于众人，也不测责人的上帝，主就必赐给我。再一次，一二三。我们中间若有缺乏智慧，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不测责人的上帝，主就必赐给我。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.